Now let's go to Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management. Sam, hi.
Evening, Heather.
Hey, so how's the year started in the equity markets?
Very strongly. So most equity markets have put on 3 to 4% in a matter of weeks. Investor sentiment has been very positive with the phase one of the trade deal between the US and China now finalised, and there's no obvious material risks on the horizon. So with that, we have seen a large amount of cash that's been put to work globally. The only real small niggle out there has been this coronavirus, which has arisen in China in the past couple of days.
Yeah, how material an issue is that for equity markets?
Look, I think there is enough optimism around the broader market that the headline numbers remain fine. But look, at an individual stock level, there's certainly a bit of concern being shown. So we have seen in New Zealand a little softer yesterday and today here locally. The US airline stocks, the majors over there, got hit 3 or 4% overnight. And that sentiment towards them, I think, towards travel stocks generally, will be weak while this virus is an issue.
All right. Now, locally, obviously, sorry, I feel like I cut you off there, but locally, the largest talking point, of course, has been the takeover offer for retirement village operator MetLife Care. What do you make of this deal?
The returns from MetLife Care certainly have lagged other stocks in the sector, Ryman Healthcare and Somerset, by a material margin. And I think that the shareholder base here had become frustrated with the lack of performance. Glenn Sowery, the CEO, had been doing a good job with the business, but fundamentally it has some of the older retirement villages in the country that required heavy maintenance. And it was also heavily exposed to the Auckland housing market, which had been a plateau for the last 2 years. So the performance of the share price hadn't been strong. So it wasn't a total surprise to see the deal, given that the takeover offer is one way to unlock value in the stock.
Do you see any hurdles there to getting the deal done?
Look, it's a scheme of arrangement, which is a convenient way for the purchaser to get the deal done. So they need 75% of shareholders to accept the offer, as opposed to a typical takeover offer where you need 90. Yeah. And then they also need the purchaser EQT, which is a global infrastructure fund, needs overseas investment office approval. So a few hurdles there. But look, the market is pricing the stock just below the takeover price of $7. So that implies that the market believes there's a very high probability that the deal gets done.
Do you reckon that the takeover price might be too cheap?
Look, it was a reasonable premium, so roughly 35% to the share price prior to the announcement of this offer. The $7 takeover price is very close to what CBRE, an independent valuer, has placed on the value of the individual villages. But a lot of the value in these companies is associated with the future growth or the future development of the companies, and that's really where MetLife Care has been struggling. It's been unable to build out a significant development pipeline like the likes of Somerset and Ryman have been able to. So if the market was more patient, look, the company could be worth a lot more at the present time, but I don't think the shareholder base is willing or the patience has run out to give them that time.
All right, Sam. Thanks very much. Sam Trethaway of Milford Asset Management.